Hi, I'm Kelly Burley along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, March 15th, just a week out from the official start of spring. And Burns, OSU athletics has already been in full bloom.
Yeah, spring is a very busy time in athletics here at OSU. In fact, last night we had the opening game of the NIT championship against Florida Gulf Coast. It's very interesting. Cowboys came out on top, which is great. But the interesting part is they are experimenting. The NCAA is experimenting with the international rules. So the three-point line is about 20 inches farther out than the collegiate line. And the lane in the there for the around the basket has been expanded, and it was obvious it took the players a little while to get used to it, but they did, and the Cowboys came out on top, scoring 80 points. We were disappointed that we missed the NCAA tournament, but Mike Boynton has really done a great job in his first year as Cowboy basketball coach, and we are really excited about the future. I mean, after all, how often do you beat Kansas twice and OU twice in one season? Our Cowgirl basketball team is in the big dance. It's a number 9 seed, and they'll play Syracuse Saturday afternoon. Cowgirls have had a great season, and they really have been led by Kaylee Jensen and Lauren Goodwin, who were both selected as first team All Big 12. Turning to wrestling, OSU has 9 wrestlers in the NCAA championships, which start today in Cleveland, Ohio. OSU has 34 NCAA wrestling titles all time, making it the winningest program in all of college sports. Coach John Smith, former OSU wrestler and Olympian, has led the Cowboys to 5 NCAA titles. We wish our Cowgirls and our Cowboys all the best.
And Burns, on the academic front, you've got some news on a student achiever.
Sure do. Sarah Oliver is a finalist for the highly competitive Truman Scholarship. Sarah's a junior from Ardmore and a biochemistry major. She's very active in the OSU Honors College and has a stellar record of leadership and service. The honor was named after former President Harry Truman. It's the premier graduate scholarship for aspiring public service leaders in the United States. And I'm proud to say OSU has had a number of Truman Scholars through the years and was designated as Oklahoma's first Truman Honor Institution back in 2000.
And to finally, Burns, several members of the OSU faculty are being recognized for their contributions.
Yeah, they are indeed. In fact, I want to congratulate longtime OSU marketing professor Lee Manzer, who's been recognized nationally today with an award for the outstanding teaching and mentoring of students. Dr. Manzer has touched countless lives throughout his 42 years at OSU, and he is a familiar sight at the table at our basketball games as one of the officials. Tyler Lay won the Medal of Excellence in Teaching at a research university from the Oklahoma Foundation for Excellence. Dr. Lay is a civil engineering professor, and students really praise him for his creativity and his passion. Also, another civil engineering professor has captured a national honor. Kelvin Wang has earned the prestigious Turner Award from the American Society of Civil Engineers. Dr. Wang received the honor for international leadership in the field of transportation engineering, research, and education. So congratulations to all those members of our faculty.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.